this hour, we'll take a look at some of the big news stories of the day. The rundown is coming up in 15 minutes. Then some of the, well, quite frankly, it's the garbage dump of topics. The slow news day topics of earlier today. Were the all-star daytime hosts accurate in discarding them, or should they have graduated to actual news? We'll make the call towards the end of this all-star broadcast. Also, Richard Krause, did he dig the movies that are released this week? That's coming up here on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I'm truly hurt and offended. At the end of the show, if you're not getting hate, you're doing something wrong. And when we read all of the hate or mean messages sent towards me, I like to bask in the glow in knowing that there are a good number of people who don't like me or disagree with me. So, without further ado, before we do the Richard Krause, does he love this movie segment, we read, we only have one today, Tony?
It's actually from yesterday, too.
What?
Yeah, all kinds of compliments, unless you say this one with a bit of an eye roll. You're the talent, Mr. Jim.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I was calling myself the talent. And that's it?
Yeah, and then there's this one. How many times does Jim need to be told that the word is pundit, not pundant?
Do I say pundant? Pundant.
Sometimes.
I say it wrong, okay? Well, I guess more than once. That's the first time I heard that. Most people, I guess, are giving me a pass on that. So I say pundit? Pundant. Pundant is wrong or right?
Pundant is wrong. It's pundit.
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 Okay, pundit. All right. Well, thank you very much for the mean text corner. We really appreciate that. As read by, who are you doing there?
Well, it was supposed to be Arnold, but oh. I can't get rid of, you know, I'm combining Italian accents mm-hmm. and Austrian.
All right. No, it was good.
It comes out terrible, Jim.
Yeah.
It's more Cookie Monster than.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cookie Monster. Maybe we should start reading them as Cookie Monster. Yeah. Thank you, Tony. Great job. Does Richard Krause love these movies? Each and every week, Richard will take us through the latest releases and we'll try to discern what kind of review he gives it. So what's the first movie this week, Richard?
In the new Amazon Prime action rom-com Shotgun Wedding, Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel star as a couple whose destination wedding is interrupted when pirates take the wedding party hostage.
Honey, maybe we should just call it a night.
You go ahead. I gotta finish these centerpieces and rearrange the seating chart.
Something doesn't feel right.
The pirates outside, and they took everybody hostage. Here's the plan. We'll drop them in the net.
All right. That's good enough for me. Can we go negative? I don't think we can go. It's between 0 and 5. Speaking of being taken hostage, I would expect to view this if taken hostage and they were trying to torture me. That's what would be happening. I'm going to give it, I think Richard's going to give it, I think he's going to give it 2, but I would give it 1.5. But I'm going to say he's going to give it 2. Tony?
Yeah, I have to agree. That was, yeah. Let's go with 2. I'll go with 2.
Andrew?
Because Jennifer Coolidge is in it, I will give it 2.5.
Well, okay. That's good. Good point.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Richard?
Shotgun Wedding is a bit of a roller coaster, and not in a good way. A jumbled mix of slapstick and action, of comedy and relationship drama, it careens through the story so quickly, with no tether to any kind of reality, that it becomes positively whiplash-inducing. A combination of the predictability of a rom-com and some lame light action, although it does have a surprisingly high body count for a wedding movie, it has a bit of everything except for suspense or deep laughs. And that's why I gave Shotgun Wedding, now streaming on Amazon Prime, 2.5 stars out of 5.
Wow, that was sounded generous given the description. Andrew gets that one. It just sounds like a movie that's been done a million times before. What's the next movie, Richard?
In You People, a new Jonah Hill comedy now streaming on Netflix, a new couple and their families reckon with culture clashes, societal expectations, and generational differences.
You're dating a black girl?
I've never felt so understood by somebody in my entire life.
Whether you like it or not, we kind of go together now.
You're my boo, come on.
I'm gonna ask her to marry me.
Do you plan to talk to her family?
Yeah, I just haven't had the chance to meet them. What's going on? Tell me about life. How are you?
This is your white granddaddy come back to haunt me.
What? Now this is my fault?
So you want to marry my daughter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, Ezra, you could try.
All right. So that's Eddie Murphy in there along with Jonah Hill. I love Jonah Hill. There's a documentary that he's done about his struggles with depression, and he basically interviews his therapist. It's called Tools. I really like that. And I do like Jonah Hill a lot, but my view is tainted on this because I've read reviews that are not Richard's, and so I've heard that it's not great. So I'm going to give it 2.5. Tony?
I'm going to go with 3 just because Jonah Hill is in it. I would have given it a lot less. And also Eddie Murphy makes a few appearances. So 3 for me.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in it as well. Oh. So I will give it a 3.5.
Okay.
You People reaches for cultural relevance, but does so with a heavy, although well-intentioned hand. As the runtime moves towards the closing credits, the misunderstandings and accentuation of differences becomes repetitive, miring down the story despite the best efforts of the cast. It doesn't exactly waste its bold-faced name cast. Jonah Hill, Eddie Murphy, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus provide some very funny moments, but the film's predictable finish blunts much of the edgy and awkward humor that came before, and that's why I gave You People, now streaming on Netflix, 3 out of 5 stars.
Still not bad. Tony wins that round. What is the final movie Richard on Does Richard Christ Love These Movies this weekend?
In the film Infinity Pool, a new sci-fi horror film now playing in theaters, a rich couple, played by Cleopatra Coleman and Alexander Skarsgård, are on an all-inclusive luxury resort holiday when a fatal accident exposes the resort's subculture of hedonistic tourism, reckless violence, and surreal horrors.
I've been waiting 6 years for your second book. Is it coming out soon?
I'm working on it.
What do you do for money then?
He married Rich.
Well, I actually came here looking for inspiration.
Mr. James Foster, you'll have to come with us.
Here, the punishment for any crime committed is death.
Oh, boy. All right. I don't know. I think, does this sound like the best of the three? I'm going to say Richard gives it, well, he gave 3.5 to the other one. No, he gave 3 to the other one. I'm going to say he gives this 3.5.
Yeah, Jim, I have to agree on the 3.5. And out of all the previews I've heard tonight, this was the best.
I am going to go with 2.5.
Richard?
It's an unpleasant movie, a grand Guggenheim commentary on the privilege of wealth and the evil that men do. Blood and other bodily fluids spurt. Cruelty is celebrated and the moral compass is left spinning. It is, in its reflection of the foulness of society, also kind of a singular cinematic experience. The mix of sadism and satire certainly will not be for everyone. The gratuitous grotesqueries on display will put many viewers off, but adventurous moviegoers may find something new and compelling in director Brandon Cronenberg's nightmarish vision, like I did, which is why I gave Infinity Pool, now playing in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Bingo, we got that one. Is he related to David Cronenberg? Do not know. Brandon, well, we should Google that maybe. But we'll give you that information in a bit. But first, we're going to sit back with Andrew Pinsent from our sister station, CFRA, and Mark Chewy from the iHeart Talk Radio Network and take a look at some of the bigger stories that were in the news this past week. And then we discern whether or not the garbage news stories that nobody talked about today were actually slow news day topics or if they should have been news on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. Thank you.
It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you.
It's you. All right. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Life.
We end off the show with Slow News Day. Trying to figure out if some of these things that made, they were reported today, whether or not they were actually news or garbage filler. So we'll have a press conference in about 5 minutes' time. But first, Tony, what do you have for Slow News Day?
Jim, former Bush-Cheney campaign strategist Matthew Dowd expresses his frustration over the idea that thoughts and prayers will solve gun violence.
I wanted to say something about this thoughts and prayers thing, which is every time I hear it, I get so freaking irritated, especially as a person of faith and as a Christian. Let me give you an example. Damar Hamlin goes down, right? He goes down on the field. Everybody offers their thoughts and prayers. What happens if somebody standing on the field and said, no paramedics. Well, we're offering thoughts and prayers. Do not try to resuscitate him. And then the medical ambulance comes and they say, no, we're giving him thoughts and prayers. And then all of a sudden we look at it. We could have done all these things that we knew exactly what to do. Damar Hamlin passes away. And we're like, well, we offered him thoughts and prayers. That's exactly what we're doing with gun violence. Thoughts and prayers require action. And until we follow thoughts and prayers with action, we're going to keep having these deaths after deaths after deaths across the country. And it's a uniquely American exceptionalistic thing. Not that we're saving lives, but lives are dying violently, and it's only in America.
100% true. I don't think it's news, though. I mean, it's accurate, but it's not news.
The Jim Richards Singers. Yes.
Oh, Jim Richards man, they're Singers. So good. What are they up to?
They came up with a new greatest hits. It's George Santos' favorite songs.
Are you ready for George Santos' favorite songs?
Who can it be now?
George Santos' favorite songs. Or maybe you know him as Anthony DeVolder. He loves songs about catfishing. George Santos' favorite songs. Even songs from his female alter ego, Katara Rivacci.
Kind of a drag.
She's a lady.
It's a man, baby.
He's a real nowhere man. Sit
favorite songs from the many moods of George Santos.
Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Available now.
Oh, man, the Jim Richards Singers, which actually they weren't singing. They were, they cut together some clips from other songs. This is definitely not news. It's mildly entertaining. Thank you. Keep the hits coming, guys. Appreciate it. What's the next story?
After Philadelphia's big win over the Giants last weekend, Eagles defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson walked out of the Lincoln Financial Field to find his car had been stolen. Here's his video post from the parking lot, obviously in disbelief.
Who took my car?
All right, who cares?
Wow.
It's not news. I feel for the guy. I mean, I don't want anybody's car to be stolen, but it happens. And nobody's going to do a topic on, hey, random player from the Eagles got their, from the Giants got their car stolen. Sorry, dude, but not news. What's next?
Have you ever caught your little kid singing their heart out like it's nobody's business? This dad walked by his daughter's room and saw her belting out Calm Down by Selena Gomez and Rima.
I don't know the original song. I don't want to ever know the original song. That was too good, too cute, but not news, but fantastic.
Definitely cute. Here's a flashback Friday from 2012. Somebody slowed down a Jeff Goldblum PayPal commercial.
It's not news if it's from 2012. Why are they even pitching this to us?
because the
Flashback Friday. Okay. Yeah, but it's Rewind Wednesday and Throwback Thursday.
Jeff Goldblum. That's all I need to say. PayPal commercial made it sound like he's drunk.
What's my credit card number? Now I gotta get the credit card. Wait, I know the credit card. I know.
You slow down anybody, they sound like they're drunk. I still remember I got in trouble once when the man in front of the in charge of the Toronto ride program, he was arrested for, this is a while ago, arrested for a DUI, and I found a PSA that he voiced, and I slowed it down. I don't know why I got in trouble for that, but I did get in trouble for that. It doesn't make any sense. Why would I have gotten in trouble for that? Made the news that the guy was arrested for DUI. I slowed his voice down and because he did a PSA for don't drink and drive, and I played it on the radio, and I got in trouble for that. I don't know. Some people, folks. What I know, the police complained, but it was accurate in reporting. What's the next story?
Chicken of the sea tuna.
Did you happen to see what's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Yeah, chicken of the sea tuna. They're offering $1 million reward to anyone who can find a mermaid. Not only would you have to present video evidence of this, you'd also have to set up an interview between the mermaid and the company's mermaid expert. Oh, something else I have to chase.
Wow. That is not news. That is them with a press release hoping that people would mention it, giving them free advertising. That's what that is. Anything else?
A British man took to Facebook after delivery man got his sofa wedged in between the staircase and the wall in his house. Pictures that Luke Ansell posted show that his wall has been completely destroyed by the movers.
Yeah. I don't care.
Pivot!
Okay, yeah.
Pivot!
I don't... It's time for me to talk to the media at the end of the show. Any questions from the media? Let's let them in.
Hey, Jim, why do you think Tucker Carlson's idea of invading Canada is dumb?
Well, first of all, he sides with Putin, loves Putin, and he says that Canada's becoming a terrible socialist country. I'm not sure that that's even true. Depends on what your measure of socialism is. But I also thought it was interesting on that M&M topic. He said that the M&Ms weren't sexy enough any longer, and he wouldn't want to have a drink with them. What kind of other research did he want to do? He's like, I'm mad that M&M's changed their mind. I wanted to do more research. What kind of research did you want to do? What else do we have for questions?
Jim, what is the red flag for you when it comes to dating?
Red flag when it comes to dating? More than two cats, I think, is a good red flag. More than two cats.
Jim, I got a question. What are you going to do to advance that toilet paper idea of yours?
I don't know, but I think it's a great free idea to anybody who runs a toilet paper company, and I'm guessing all of them are listening, that the squares be, I don't know, three times as long.
Well, I see my clock on the wall. All that right. It's time to bid you one and all. Goodbye.
Good night.
So long.
Thanks
so
to
long.
Andrew and farewell. Tony that's and to you. Enjoy your weekend and go brave.
Bye-bye. Keep warm. Relax. At ease. Take care. Stay loose. Adieu, mon vieux. A la prochaine. Goodbye. Until we meet again.